Amen. Come on, radio listeners. This is Brother Johnny Campbell, the old-fashioned country preacher. Amen. Coming to you live and in living color here in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Amen. And I hope that you're preparing to go to the house of God this morning where you can get a blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that this week that you've prayed for your preacher, that he'll be fired up and ready to go. Amen. And I mean, bless God, that he'll be so full of the Holy Ghost when he hits that pulpit that if a mosquito bit him, when that mosquito fly off, he'll sing, amen, there's power in the blood. Amen. So I'm excited. Now, by the time you get this radio broadcast, I'll already be down in the state of Florida. We've been trying for a long time to get on the radio broadcast down there, so we're going to go down and meet the folks and see what we can do to be able to get on there. So I ask you to pray for us. Not only that, I ask you to pray for our body. Amen. We just wore out. We're tired. We've been preaching a whole lot. We have a lot of trouble with our voice. And so I want you to pray for us. Pray for that God will give us traveling grace, and God will take it and heal me and give me the strength that I need to carry on. Amen. Now, as I said about your preacher preaching, amen, I believe that God has never, ever in this planet Earth called a man to preach and not give him an inspired book to preach from. Amen? And that is the old-fashioned King James Version of the Bible. Amen? If you got anything else, don't give it away. Throw it away. Amen? I believe that. Amen? Because, now listen, my friend, Jesus is soon coming. Listen, I believe old Gabriel's licking his lips. I believe the dinner table's already set. Amen? All just waiting, amen, for the Father to tell the Son, go get them children and bring them home. Amen. Listen, I want you to know, brother, listen, you're looking at one preacher, amen. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker to come and to get us and to carry us home to be with him. Amen. Now, if the people that is looking for the Lord, the one way that you can always tell people that's looking for the Lord is they begin to clean their lives up. Isn't that right? And you'll always start cleaning your life up because you're looking for the Lord Jesus to come back and to get us and to carry us out of here and to be with him. Amen. Now, you say, well, Brother Johnny, you sound like you're charismatic. No, sir, I'm not a charismatic. I'm automatic. Amen. Amen. Just open that Bible and I'm ready to preach. Amen. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to say who we dedicate the broadcast to, and then I got a Bible question. Amen. But first, let's do the Bible question first. People said, Brother Johnny, how come preachers' kids are so mean? Brother Johnny, what makes preachers' kids so mean? The only thing I can figure it is playing with the church members' kids and what makes preachers' kids mean. Amen? So I hope that might be able to help you a little bit. Amen? Somebody asked me the other day, said, Brother Johnny, since you're so strong on the Baptist church and the Baptist doctrine, do you believe that the Baptist is the only one going to heaven? No, sir, I do not believe that the Baptist is the only one going to heaven. No, sir, I do not believe that. But I'd tell you this, there's nothing wrong with going to heaven first class. Hallelujah to God for that. Amen. Amen. Now, I'd like to say who I send the broadcast out to. I'd like to send it out to Clarence and Mary Ewan, who live here in the city. They told me on our first broadcast last week that they tuned us in, and we really do appreciate that. May God bless you, Clarence and Mary, some of the finest folks I know inside the city limits of Shelbyville, Tennessee. May God bless you, too. And I'd like to say also to Bessie and William Hampton. William came to me this week and handed me a check for the altar call program, and I want you to know I do appreciate that. I do appreciate the offer. You've never, in 30 years you've heard me preach, I've never mentioned money. I never do nothing like that. Amen. That's not my business, is to mention money. Amen. God always provides the way, and God takes care of the way. Amen. And I don't have to mention your name every week to give you a dollar. Amen. To pat you on the head, pat you on the head. Amen. Amen. You give because you love God. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Amen. But I know some of you inside of my voice. Listen, some of you folks, listen, you wouldn't give a damn to see a black snake ride a bicycle side saddle with sunshades on with a bale of hay on his shoulders. You wouldn't give a damn to see it. Amen. But I'd also like to say over in Tullahoma, I appreciate Judy Swanson that said that she listened in to the broadcast over there this week, and that was a real blessing to my life to know that she tuned in. And Brother Riddle and them in the church over there at the Baptist Mission over on Flowertown Road, I do appreciate them tuning in. In fact, I want you folks to know Brother Riddle is planning on building a new church over there, get him a hunk of land, build him a place for the glory of God. Amen. Build it. And with the power of God, he got some young folks over there ready to hit the shopping centers, go passing out trash, go to singing. Amen. Bless God. Get it done now, children. Amen. It ain't going to be long till Christ is coming. But we need to hug up to him and say, God, help us. Let us get close to you. I told him this a lot of times, and I believe this. I want to get so close to the Lord that after the marriage supper of the Lamb, when we all begin to mount up on our horses to come back for Christ to take vengeance on planet Earth, I want to hug him. He's going to tell me, Johnny, when you get off of my horse and get on your own horse, amen. Amen. That's how close I want to be to him. Amen. I'm ready to do that. Amen. I'm ready to do that. Now listen, my friend, I want to thank you again. And the service that you prayed for last week was at the Bethlehem Baptist Church over in Colmont. Had a great service. And listen to this, my friend. Even the mayor, Tracy, said he come out, sit on the front row. Played his guitar and sung. Amen. Isn't that good to know? Amen. Now I've got a subject I'd like to preach this morning. I told my next door neighbor, Sister Vicky, I said I want to preach on one of your weaknesses because that's most of women's weaknesses. You know, women in the Bible. You know, there's some things that women has got that God is so honorable in the way that He honors women that He never mentions. You know, the Bible never mentions nothing about a woman's weight. Did you know that He never? There's only one woman in the Bible. He even told her age because if there's anything women don't like to hear, they don't like to hear about their weight, and they don't like to hear about their age. Like I said, there's only one woman in the Bible that God told her age, but of all the other women, He never told her age, amen, because that's something that really gets women. Something else that a woman has really got a thing about is about her hair. You know that, preacher. Listen, I've been a visiting for 30-some years, and you can walk in somebody's house, and they're to visit, and the lady will be there, and she might not have a pair of shoes on, and she might not even have her teeth in her head, amen, and she might have an old house coat on that look like that it's got holes in it big enough you can shove a football in, maybe 26 of them, amen, mustard running down the front. But when you meet that lady, you know the first thing she'll do? She'll reach up and grab that hair. Is that right? She'll say, oh, preacher, I'm so sorry. My hair is messed up because they just got a thing about that. They'd rather have the hair done, amen, than anything else. Amen. But there's something else. There's something else, amen, that women's got really got a weakness for. I know my wife does, and I know most people on the side of my voice does. It's shoes. It's regular pair of shoes. And I begin to think, because when I was a young Christian, amen, when I first got saved, I'd never been around the Church of the Living God. I'd never seen nobody pray, never seen nobody read a Bible. And I hadn't been saved about 2 weeks, and I run across that verse of Scripture that said, when you pray, enter into your closet. I thought that's what I was supposed to do every night. I would enter into my closet, go in that closet, and I would kneel down in there and I'd pray. Amen. Bless God, I was on top of all kinds of shoes. Amen. 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 I used to work down here at Russell Dodge, and when I used to work for Haywood Russell here, that was a verse of Scripture that says, where Jeremiah said, thy word was sweet, I took and I did eat it. I would rip out portions of the New Testament. I'd stand there like a billy goat. Amen. And chewing at that. But amen. You said that was ignorant. That's all right. God bless me. He knew that I was doing what I thought I was doing was right, and God will bless your ignorance, amen, as long as you do it because you love Him, amen, amen. But when I begin to study my Bible about shoes and some people in the church that represent a pair of shoes, I begin to think the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 5 that God made the children of Israel's shoes last for 40 years. Song of Solomon said in chapter 7 verse 1, he said, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. Now Amos chapter 2 verse 6 says, they sold the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes. And then I begin to look at Ruth, chapter 4 and verse 11. The Bible said when Boaz got ready to marry Ruth, that he took off his shoe as a testimony that he wanted to marry her. And so what Brother John is trying to say is I begin to look at the shoes of my closet that I have right here in my home on Cannon Boulevard. I begin to think of shoes that they have like a testimony to themselves. The first thing, every pair of shoes in my closet has a maker. Is that right? Somebody, somewhere, made that pair of shoes. And my friend, you represent that pair of shoes. You have a maker, don't you? My friend, not only that, but that pair of shoes has a soul. Is that right? Every pair of shoes has a soul. Didn't Jesus say, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Every man has eyes, and a pair of shoes has eyes. Is that right? Every pair of shoes has a tongue. Is that right? Amen. Amen. And when I begin to look at my closet, I begin to look at those shoes, and I begin to look through that, I've seen some flats. Amen. Amen. We got some flats in the Baptist Church. Right? They just flat down on everything they ever seen. Is that right? Amen. They ain't up on nothing. They're down on everything. Not only that, but we got some heels in my closet. Is that right? Amen. We got a lot of heels in the Baptist Church and some other parts I can't mention. Amen? And we got some pumps in the church. Is that right? They get pumped up on Sunday and you can't find them during the week and they might be back next Sunday. Amen. I know some of them said they got saved and then don't come back for 6 months. Bless God. They must have got an extra double load. Is that right? But as I begin to look through my closet, we got to go here. I begin to look at one pair of shoes that reminds me of some of the church. Amen. And it's sneakers. Is that right? When I look at my closet, I see a pair of sneakers in there. You say, Brother Johnny, where can you get sneakers out of the New Testament? The Bible says in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in by the door and into the ship, in the sheepfold, but climbeth some other way, is a thief and a robber. Amen. I know a lot of people, my friend, on the side of my voice, that is trying to sneak into heaven. The Catholics have what they call purgatory. And that whenever you die, they say that you hang somewhere between heaven and earth. And if you pray enough and you pay enough, amen, that you might be able to sneak into heaven if you stay in the Catholic Church and they pray. Is that right? The Church of Christ says that if you enter the waters of baptism, amen, that you will be you'll be able to sneak into heaven. My friend, the only thing wrong with that is that's not true. Amen. The only way that anybody involved on the top side of God's creation, glory to God, will enter into heaven is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you'll never be able to sneak into heaven. I know some of these tongue speakers out here, amen, they say the way that you got to get to heaven, amen, is you got to speak in tongues. My friend, that is not so. You'll never be able to sneak into heaven. Is that right? Amen. Something else I like when I look at my closet, I see some running shoes. Amen. Amen. I see some people that I know, amen, listen, in the last few years that has been running from God. God's been doing everything to you. I've been trying to make you see your need to repent of your sin, get back in the house of God and get right. Amen. But you just keep them running shoes on and you keep running away from God. Every time he deals with you, you'll get under conviction when you hear preaching, when you hear singing. Amen, but God, I want you to know that there's running shoes and you've been running from God. And I'm trying to tell you that God's going to stop you out there, my friend. One day he's going to stop you. Not only that, whenever I begin to look, not only sneakers in my closet, I begin to look at running shoes. Or something else I begin to look at loafers. Amen. That's God. Whenever I begin to think of loafers, I begin to think of preachers. I've never seen so many preachers just loaf. Amen. I believe, bless God, the only reason 99% of them straight and preach, amen, is because they're just a loafer and a bum and a parasite on the church of the living God. Wouldn't work a job. They scared to death of a time clock. They would rather loaf around on some church member's door, drink coffee, eat donuts, amen, and look around on them, amen. They go out and work an honest job. Amen. So that's what I call, glory to God, I call loafers in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Preacher, don't be laying around them church doors, around them church members' doors. Get out and win them souls to God. Amen. Amen. Not only do I see sneakers and running shoes and loafers, I see baby shoes. I've never seen so many babies in the house of God in my natural born life. You get up and preach a message, amen, and they'll pooch out them lips and they'll go to whining. I've seen some women, amen. I do this all the time. I get down in the church and I go to preach a hot message that God gives me off the oven of heaven. And you know what? I watch them women get up and they'll run back there to the nursery and they'll go to bouncing up down them babies, amen. Amen. You know what it is, amen? They ain't there caring about them babies, amen. They want to get up under that preacher, amen. Amen. A lot of times, you know what I do, amen? I do this. I go back in the nursery, out the door, bless God. I preach to them, amen. I preach to them. Because I know, bless God, they're trying to hide back there in the nursery, amen. We got some babies, amen. The preacher gets up and tries to preach something, trying to tell them what's right from wrong, and they get mad, amen. They say, well, I ain't coming back here no more. And I was going to tell you something, amen, baby. Listen to me. Listen, Brother John, I'm trying to tell you, it's a whole lot easier for you to move your letter, amen, than it is for that preacher to move his furniture around all over the country. Amen. Amen. Tell me, Brother Bob, ain't I preaching it right? Amen. Amen. Not only that, amen. We got some baby shoes, and we got some baby shoe Christians in the house of God. Not only that, we got some flip-flops. Is that right? I've never met so many flip-flops in my life. They'll stand up on Sunday morning, they'll say, brother, I'm going to show up on visitation. I'm going to be here this week. Amen. And you know what happened? They done flip-flop before Wednesday or Thursday night for visitation. You couldn't get them out to go visit. Amen. Amen. Because they're so stinking hidden-packed, the woman's got them at the house. Amen. And they're not going out trying to do what they're supposed to do. Is that right? Amen. You know what I'm trying to tell you the truth. They flip-flop on what they say they're going to do. They'll tell you, bless God, I'll teach a Sunday school class. And before next week, they don't give up what they said they're going to do. Not only that, walking shoes. Amen. Walking shoes. Bless God, I like them walking shoes. I like to see them people walk with God. I like to see them people that's been with God, tears roll down their cheek, and they walk with God and love God and walk for God 24 hours a day. But my friend, the last one we're going to close on in my closet, when I look in here, I got a pair of combat boots. I got a pair of combat boots. And my friend, I want you to know something. My friend, we're in a war. Amen. I want you to know God didn't call us in no peace zone. God called us into a battlefield. You need to throw away that old peace button that you've been wearing all these years. You need to put your war button on, declare war on the devil, the imps, and the cults, amen, and all the imps of hell, and say, bless God, I want to march out for Jesus. He's soon coming back. I want to put on my combat boots. My friend, which one of these shoes are you? Are you sneaker? Are you trying to sneak into heaven? Are you running away from God? Do you have the running shoes? Are you a loafer? Amen. Do you just loaf around on God when you know you should be serving Him? My friend, are you a baby shoe? Is that what you are? Do you whine and pout and the preacher got to come in and change your diaper about once a week? Are you them flip-flops? Do you make God promise and then you back out? But my friend, what I like is them combat boots. Amen. Bless God. Amen. I want to be, bless God, when I leave this planet Earth. Amen. If I should bow before the rapture of the church, amen, I want that devil to say, I'm glad old Campbell's gone. He kicked me on my shins every time that altar call broadcast come on, because he had on his combat boots. May God bless you. Pray for us on the road. Till next Sunday, Brother Johnny.